Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD. No BBL DD this week, but I'm just
oh my God. Just regular.
Sorry, okay. My BBL didn't take this week.
Oh, this is the Oprah Rose Show. No BBLs, not as of yet.
Not yet, honey.
And I'm like, not no. Okay, I don't know. I don't know, but not yet. Okay,
gotta get. Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. As always, like, subscribe, tell a friend. Write in your listener letters to theoprahroseshow@gmail.com. I feel like I can start my own goddamn shit in the newspaper, like ask Judy or whatever her name is.
We might got something for you this week though, Judy.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have a listener letter this week actually.
We do.
And I've not read it, so I feel like, you know, it's gonna be in real time response. Yeah. But we'll get to that a little later. But again, like, follow, subscribe, tell a friend. I do have to say this. After last week's like explosive ass episode week, ooh, which is still continuing.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, and I'm not gonna say G's news, I want her to say it, but just like you like having this news, I was like, not only am I in the neighborhood, I said, I just have to thank my sister for how she showed up for me during her time. Cause me and Didi thought this was gonna be an episode with just me and him. You'll tell your news, ma'am.
Well, if you don't follow me on Instagram or you missed my story, which is totally fine. This isn't a self-absorbed preface. This is more so just saying, like, I announced it on Instagram, but I got married. I eloped.
Life of a wife. Where did the sound effect come from? I'm screaming.
You had to bring it out for the life of a wife, baby.
Like, screaming.
You had to bring it out. Okay, look, Yandy was like with the shirt, like.
Life of a wife.
Put the ring in the camera.
Put the ring in the camera.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Y'all so stupid.
And didn't even, like, I love that you're like, oh, yeah, I put it on my stories. Like, you didn't put a post up yet.
A story post. So if you missed it, you missed it.
You missed it. Like, baby girl is back in real life. Again, I thought you were still going to be. Tell us about it.
Man. So this, you know, we were engaged for 2 years. This was a long ass engagement. We got engaged, 2022? On his birthday, and unfortunately we had to stop wedding planning just due to some family events, and that was the first year. And then, like, you know, in full transparency, like, money was really, really shaky for us, and so we couldn't, you know, technically afford to do that. And so then you know, there's the ups and there's downs, and then we was coming back up, and we put, you know, a deposit down on a venue in Milwaukee, but a bitch got pregnant. And so, you know, when the baby came.
Sorry, can you get your deposit back?
I was thinking the same thing.
No, we lost it. We lost it. It was like $2,000.
Okay. So okay. We just chalked it up.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't too crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had Max, and, you know, having a baby in general is just a lot on you, but then having two, I started a new job. Our date was July 4th, 5th, something like that. It was going to be this summer, 4th of July weekend. And I just didn't have it in me to wedding plan. I was tired of people asking me, when is it? Is it still July? Are you still? We haven't seen any wedding announcements. We ain't take no pictures. We ain't do none of that shit. I'm, you know, still trying to like slim down from giving a baby. So I didn't want to take like engagement photos. It was just all of these things. And I was like, I don't want a wedding anymore. And that's for those brilliant. Who've heard, you know, me talk about the wedding, really my partner, my husband, he was the bridezilla. Okay, not husband. Really my husband, he was the bridezilla, not really me. There were definitely like things that I wanted for sure. Like I wanted that moment to be celebrated and surrounded by family and friends. I wanted a bachelorette weekend. I wanted my mom and my sister to sing at my wedding. I like gave them a song. They had already started practicing and shit.
But all things that we can still do. We're just we're re-engineering. Like we're gonna have
those things can still happen.
We can re-engineering. Yeah,
we still doing all the things.
We're gonna just call it something else, but yeah,
we post something.
We gotta think of it.
We do
production. We
gotta think of a name for this.
But we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
But I, even though I wanted all of those things, I didn't want them bad enough, and so I was like, you know, hey, Punch, can we just get married in Vegas? And he was like, if that's what you want, that's cool. Now, I wasn't thinking we was going to get married in Vegas this fast. The swiftness of it all, I cannot take that credit. He wanted to do it like in one day. And I was like, well, I have to work tomorrow. I can't.
That response Vegas still sends tomorrow. Me. Like, let's get married tomorrow. And be like,
right.
I have to work. Like, I actually have to go.
It was probably like a Tuesday.
It was a Thursday.
Oh my he God. Like, I have to work.
Right.
It was dead serious. You know, he had Aries. They don't really think too clearly about things. They're just very, you know, sporadic and
impulsive.
That is the exact word that I was looking for. Yes. So I was like, all right, well, we can do next weekend because, you know, you're celebrating your birthday this weekend. And, I still didn't really think he was serious. I was like, this nigga's drunk. Like, we ain't doing this shit. But his best friend, Raheem, essentially started wedding planning. He was like looking up all of the stuff that we needed to do. And then I found a little, like, I wanted to do the Whitechapel, but she was booked out because 420 was like, apparently a big date. That's how you know a bitch didn't plan shit. When I was calling, I was like, damn, why is everybody booked? They like, well, it's 420. And I was like, all these weed smokers getting
right.
married?
Right. Like, I would be like, okay.
I wouldn't think that that's, but I did see like two or three weddings, but I didn't know it was a big wedding
it's
day.
It's like, you know, the 4/20/24, like just the repetition of the fours.
Oh.
The, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So your wedding date was 4/20.
My wedding day was 4/20. Yeah.
Girl, if it's one thing about it, the people be smoking.
Stay on brand.
People be smoking.
I'm going to stay on brand.
Okay.
So, yeah, so last minute, I only told like a couple of people because you can't, it's only but so big. Like, you can't, if I would have told all of my friends and people that I wanted to know, these motherfuckers would have showed up. It would have been 50 motherfuckers in there.
If like, my father's birthday was at 420, I literally started looking.
T would have came.
Planning this damn 65th birthday.
You said what?
I said if my father's birthday wasn't 420. And I'm sorry, let me be clear. If it wasn't his 65th, because it was a milestone that I was.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
I started looking up flights, and then my mother would hit me about stuff, and I'm like, you can plan this, ma'am. I might not even be there.
No,
you
couldn't miss Jeff. It's funny because it was your dad's milestone birthday. It was Maine's mom's birthday. So, like, y'all would have been there. I think it might have been like another weekend or whatever. And like so many of my other friends would have been there. But we just didn't have like the space to accommodate. So the people who came, which was my sister, Nunu, because she lives in LA, Natasha, because she lives in LA. But funny enough, Punch invited her, not even me. And that's so shady. He like saw her at Coachella drunk. And she was doing photography at a party. And that's when he invited her. I was like, oh, okay, he's serious. She was like, you ain't think he was?
I was like, I never know. You never know.
Yeah. So did everything last minute. But it was kind of perfect, though.
Yeah, I think it just takes, and this is obviously a bitch ain't never been married nor planned one. But to me, it would just take so much pressure off at the same time. Yeah. Like, yeah. I completely get wanting a big wedding, but like no one, that's the one thing, especially like the bigger the wedding, everybody's like the planning is like just so much. And they're like, I'm never doing this again. You could plan for like a year. That again, I think it just takes so much pressure off of just like, let's just do it. Like I asked the next day, I was like, oh, how do you feel? Do you feel different? She's like, same. Like just back in LA. I'm like, what? Just back in the swing of things.
Yeah, no, you went back into the swing of things quick, child. But yeah, like T said, literally takes the pressure off. Also the monetary cost. Like you went to Vegas. Yeah. It's so close to LA. And I'm sure the people were hitting you up being like, oh my God, why didn't you tell us? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I live a life that
they was cursing me out. That
thing of people being like, why didn't you tell us? So it's like it already happened, right? And so it's like, just say congratulations. And that's it.
Congratulations. Some of my sorority sisters was like, don't nobody else better ever do this again. Like, they were like, you get a pass, G, because you just march to the beat of your own drum. And I was like, well, I'm glad you bitches know me, because I do what I want to do regardless.
Do what you want to do. And that just goes to anybody. Do what you want to do.
Do what you, absolutely, do what you want
to
do.
Sometimes people feel obligated to do these grand gestures and like invite all these people. And at the end of the day, things like weddings and big celebrations, it's really for other people when you think.
They are. They are. So you have to. That's such a good point, because I was dealing with a friend who was basically planning a birthday party for other people. And I'm like, it's your birthday. Why? This is crazy to me.
If you're planning your own birthday, you're planning other people's fun.
And I think I'm a believer, like I am, because I'm a control freak. Like I'm going to control my own birthday party. But like, don't make it about other people. You know, when it starts to get hectic and it's too much, it's like, you don't have to do this. It's your birthday. You should do whatever it is. If you want to elope, if you want a grand old wedding, like, but not doing it because it's like, it's what you should do.
Right.
Yeah.
More so. And I mean, when you said it though, I was like, you have had so much change in Q1. Like,
man,
so much. Like you literally hit like probably three of like life's major milestones and literally 3 months of new baby, new job, marriage in literally 3 months.
And
planning to move soon.
We're starting the house buying process. Another reason why we scratched that wedding shit off. The
biggest reason, right? Like when you think about what's important. Like
exactly,
it is expensive. Like
it's so expensive.
I was even talking to 66 Poppy, like seeing y'all elope and being like, weddings are expensive. Like that's what I was like.
Yeah,
I need a house first.
Oh honey, it just, you go to Vegas, $102 to go to the clerk.
$102.
$500 at the little chapel.
You can have on a meal.
I really do. I love, and I said to G, I was like, it was good enough for Usher and his wife. Like, weddings are just so much money. If you would have asked me 6 years ago, I'd be like, no, I want a big wedding. And I really was like, last year, I was like, I could probably go to a courthouse at this point. Like, I just have a party. It's so expensive.
And then
in today's climate.
In today's climate. And then you got to remember why you get married, right? Like, what's the reason that is? And it's really this union between you and your partner. And also, so y'all have on each other's health insurance and shit like that. So
we was already doing that because we had kids.
So all the other things just don't matter, you know?
Yeah.
And I've seen such an uptick, I feel like, and it was an article, I actually think I saw it last week, and then Carlene Roy posted something, and she's an event planner, about how, you know,
I reposted that shit.
Yeah, like how birthdays, like she was like, it's almost, I think she uses the word tacky, if I'm not mistaken, to like have a birthday and expect people to pay, and have a wedding and expect your bridesmaids to pay. Like basically she's like, if you are inviting people to celebrate said things with you, you know, you should be paying, which I get. I think if you have a lot of money, you know, that's definitely difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have an issue also like spending bread on a birthday or like, you know, and even on a bridesmaid thing, but it they're all, nonetheless, it's like, you said what?
They make it when you got the coin.
Right. But it's like, it is taxing on all parties.
It is.
Yeah.
She was shaking the table with that, honey, because I've been in weddings where, you know, like you got to pay for the bridal shower. You got to pay for the bachelorette and you have to pay for the bride's portion of this too.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay for your dress. Then you got to pay for your hair, for your makeup. Like it's literally so many things that you have to pay for to be a bridesmaid. And it's like by the time. And then you got to be in a stupid ass group chat, respectfully. I don't know anybody. I hate group chats as it is. Like, oh, I really do. God. I'm not the group chat shorty. That's not me.
Oh, well, you be real active in ours.
Because it's different. Okay.
And two people, like when it gets to
when it's just three of us.
Yeah. I'm a group chatter, but it can definitely be overwhelming.
When like, it's like six motherfuckers in there and I don't even know you. I don't know you personally. I don't know your personality. Like you don't know my personality. Like I was done with being at people's weddings. And I love you, TT girl. If you really wanted me in yours, I would do it. But
no, I would not have
with you. I would not have
bridesmaids. I wouldn't. Because it's like such a thing. Like, and I get people wanting to have them. I think it's a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of them. But you know, and I'm also like, I'm marrying my man, so it's fine. Like, you have the community with you, but
I'll get you a good ass gift, girl. That stupid ass bridesmaid gown you was gonna have me fucking buy and rip at the party. I could spend that $300 on
it. In the same shoes, you know the ones with the strappy sandals. You know
my god, not the BP sandals, Daryl.
No offense, with the strap across that, and strap at
the ankle. You know what it is.
No one is wearing those anymore.
I promise you they're wearing them in silver and gold.
No one is wearing them damn bridal pump sandals.
But I did have a blast in every wedding I was in. Let me like tie it up. Let me clean it up.
And still have a great time. Yeah, it's just
enjoyable.
Like
it's just like, it's so expensive. And so I see what Carlene was talking about with that. Because if I was rich, that would be a line item in my budget. I wouldn't want to inconvenience, you know, people financially. You don't know everybody's financial situation.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it, you want to do it big, then that should be the ticket that you pay, not at somebody else's expense, in my personal, humble opinion.
Yeah, no, I was like,
you should cover some expenses.
Definitely shaking the table with that one.
Yeah. If you were to have a wedding, were there any like wedding songs that you thought of that you wanted to have?
So I wanted my mom and my sister, because you know everybody in my family can like sing or play an instrument or something.
I'm waiting for my mom.
So you know
she was gonna play the piano. I was gonna ask my older brother to play the drums. I don't think drums would have been needed in this arrangement, but I probably would have asked him to do a little, like, I don't know, a little something on there just so he could be a part of it. But, the rendition that was done by Marsha Ambrosia and, Hamilton. I know they sang it at a funeral.
That would always make you cry.
I know, but that's the point, is to make you cry.
Weeping.
And then the Stevie version, it's my favorite Stevie Wonder song of all time. His version is almost a little bit too happy.
Yeah.
So I like the Anthony Hamilton and Marsha version. And it was like a duet and my mom and my sister could sing it together. So that was the song that I had them, you know, start working on.
No, I would have been. Because they still going to do it at the party. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be unwell. Because soon as you said it, I was like, not that scene. And because he's breaking, Morris Chestnut be breaking down.
Breaking down, honey.
Breaking down. So no Chris Brown. I was wondering if we was going to have some Chris Brown in the mix.
Okay.
Not not for the actual wedding though. The reception, for sure. I was gonna be stoned because it was gonna be an R. Kelly segment at the end.
Well.
The last 10-15 minutes was gonna be that we was gonna be stepping in the name of love.
Oh my God.
You know, put your phones away, everybody. Put your literally phones away. Mm-hmm. Everybody
put the door. This is
if you wanna leave, you can leave. I respect it.
And as she sips drink, oh my God, she said that we are listening to 15 minutes of Aura mm-hmm. Kelly. I'm dead.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody's so drunk and just singing Greatest Sex I Ever.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why it was the perfect time. Everybody be drunk.
Right.
They you kind of forget. You forget.
You just like, that's my song.
I'm listening forever.
I'm telling you right now. If Dan will come on, I'm splitting my bridesmaid's dress. Like, I'm telling you. Daryl is sick. Daryl gonna be in the bathroom for 15 minutes and we're gonna be out there doing a duet. I'm gonna be out and play a Tony Price one too. Like,
wow.
Contagious. Listen.
Gross. Gross.
I will say on my birthday one year, I definitely did. I was listening to like Contagious and something else. I felt like it was okay because it was my birthday. Okay, the cheese stands alone. Daryl's not feeling
it. You're definitely talking to yourself.
Dee Dee, I'm already in agreement here, you know.
It is cool. Whatever works for y'all.
Yeah.
Whatever works for y'all.
He said, as for being mine. Because you don't even listen to Chris Brown, do you?
I listen to Chris here and there. Like, Heartbreak on a Full Moon. Favorite. I listened to a few tracks on the album, particularly Nowhere. But Chris has been, he's off the singing shit. He is rapping and talking shit about Quavo.
Talking shit, swallowing spit, okay?
Listen, and these two niggas is going at it and on some like deep personal shit. And I'm a little scared for their well-beings.
I blame Cat Williams and Club Shay Shay for all of this. They did that damn interview and the world has just
it at all.
They kicked it off. Nothing's been the same. Everybody,
right.
The fact that we are week 3 or 4 talking about how the girls are fighting is crazy.
This is crazy. We came back to the podcast to mess and it has not stopped.
I mean, the Chris Brown shit, I couldn't even really all the way get into it. I just saw people, I guess, saying how it was a good one and right, and so we need to mess with both of them.
Did you listen to the song?
I didn't even listen.
I listened to a clip,
and I think I just was. I don't really need repping Chris Brown, so I listened to the clip. And I was like,
fair.
That is very fair. I mean, but yeah, she fights. I don't know that I want to get in an argument with Chris.
Crazy. Okay.
We already know.
Pyru blood. You know, so she got gang activities. And it's a real blood too, so you know. No.
Quavo said he ain't pay his dues or some shit like that. So,
well. I'm scared of Quavo too. That nigga roll with guns. Like this he is not a beef.
He's still upset.
Yeah, they're angry.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm more afraid of what Chris Brown would do than Quavo.
Because we have seen his aggression.
He's not right. Quavo, I feel like I don't even know if Quavo wanted, like, I feel like he just had to because it's like you don't fuck my bitch that everybody knew was mine, and now I just gotta.
It was vice versa.
Who started it?
So Carucci. Quavo messed with Carucci first.
Oh, after Chris Brown.
After Chris, yeah.
And then Chris Brown messed with Saweetie Sawate before or after?
He said during.
During.
Oh.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Miss Sawate.
The tank was piping, okay?
And so Saweetie is just posting these little clips of her 90 song. And it's giving girl just released the song at this point because your 90's in the news.
It's in the news. They was. I'm screaming.
News.
I mean, they were linking her to people that I had no idea.
No. Like
Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba.
I thought it was Dams and Idris. Idris Elba is wow.
So maybe it was Damson. Maybe it was Damson.
This is how rumors get started.
Don't listen to me, bitch.
All these rumors is running me every day.
When it's the black background and the big letters, don't believe it. Don't believe it.
It was some other niggas. I can't remember.
Wow. Okay, Miss Sawate. Listen, I mean, get your life. She's young.
Yeah. Justin, but we know about him.
Yeah, we know about him. She's young. I mean, you attractive. Like, you doing what you... I mean, it's just unfortunate, yeah, that I think that then all your tea is spilled and whatnot. Because that's going to be me this summer. But it's a short... It's very young.
I used to be down bad, but a bitch...
Now a bitch, okay.
Yeah, period.
Hey, y'all. So, you know, we had some technical difficulties.
As you know.
Listen, child. We had some technical difficulties with the last release. So, it's TT.
And DD.
And we're basically just finishing off the back end of the episode because it's funny. It's actually kind of funny. G's mic cut out, which is why we were not able to release last week's episode. And unfortunately, she could not be here. So, it's just me and DD. I feel like we're going to try to kind of, we're going to stay on track with what the rest of the things that we were talking about.
Yeah, we were just talking about it right before. Like, what were we talking about?
Yeah, we were like, what were we talking about? Because we had a listener letter. Yes, obviously, I gave some updates on the episode of what happened.
Dropping bombs. Boom, 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 boom.
I think the only thing that would be different, I think I was actually thinking about this. Just as I was walking, just in general, right, is every day I've had like a different emotion a little bit.
It's real.
It's definitely been like a roller coaster. So I think I was definitely more mad before when we recorded.
That's fair.
And then, yeah, but and now I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I am. I'm also, y'all, this Daniel's fast is whooping my ass. I mean, like,
if y'all could see T right now, my sister is rocking back and forth.
I'm so
needed of energy.
Hungry, y'all.
She's so hungry.
It's giving Ozempic. Okay.
You don't have an Ozempic face though.
I don't. Body,
yeah.
I know.
The body is snatch.
I mean, like, as a bitch that was on Ozempic.
You could do it without. Now you know you could do it
now
without.
Now I know that I could do Ozempic, you know. All you need
it's
is...
O'Daniel.
It's O'Daniel, you know.
If y'all don't know what the Daniel's fast is, please look it up. Essentially, it is nothing but grains, fruits, and vegetables.
But it's, and you know, and it's, and I think I was kind of explaining it wrong before, and it's, you know, it is taking away kind of like, taking away distractions and like taking away things, you know, like that we kind of enjoy so you can really get clear and hear God. And there's a big part of it that is obviously, you know, journaling and praying and intentionally praying. And again, I think we talked about it when we recorded, like I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, and I obviously did it based off of things in my life that I did not foresee happening and was like, all right, not even that was like, what did I do wrong or anything? But I was just like, you know, I just wanted to like show God, like I'm very intentional about finding my partner more so and like what that looks like for me. So, you know, a lot of my prayers have been with that. And then I mentioned this book before. It's like 6 weeks to find the love of your life. Let me get the actual title. I mentioned this before. And, you know, I felt like I said, when I was doing it, was like, am I like really, really focused on it? And then I basically journal on that. So sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like it. You know, it's just like, I just want to go to sleep some nights, but I have to take that time out to, I feel like, prove my dedication to God. The only thing is my ass as somebody who does, like, not that this is a quick fix, right? But I was like joking the other day that I think I'm gonna wake up in one, because I basically, yeah, when this episode comes out, I will be on my last day.
And thinking about a glass of wine.
Oh my God. I actually have a date, so I'm definitely gonna drink wine on the date. On Thursday.
Work, mama. But, work.
Yes, listen. The fast is working, okay?
Listen, that's all that it is, though. It's like really like just being intentional about the things that you want in life. And a lot of times, to the point of doing the Daniel's fast, you just get distracted by life and drinks and food and, like, you know, all these other things that are just clouding your brain. Whereas, like, when you're like depleted, where do you go? Right.
And mama is depleted, okay? Like, I'm literally, like, I'm not, and I have all this food cooked, but it's like, you don't want it, you know? Like, I just really wanted a cup of coffee. Like, my first meal is absolutely gonna be a latte and two scrambled eggs. Like, I cannot wait.
But, I love that. Very specific.
Very specific. I know exactly what I want. Like, exactly.
How do you like your egg scrambled? Light or with cheese?
It doesn't even matter. Like, I will eat a boiled egg.
Scramble hard. I don't give a
fried, soft scramble, poached. I do at home. I scramble mine hard, but I do not care. You know, I love eggs. So, like, yeah. So that is the
scramble. Oh, give me a little, like, I need a little liquid coming out of it or something.
Yeah, I need, I definitely, no, so I actually like mine hard. Like, I definitely like mine hard, but again, I will eat it anyway just because I love eggs so much.
You do.
And like I said, I did not anticipate on losing so much weight in it. Like, I hit my goal.
These arms are tiny.
Yeah, I hit my goal weight in it. It's kind of like, it was like an added bonus to me. Like, I knew it was obviously a possibility.
Now, don't go messing it up now, child.
That's what I said. I was like, I have to be very intentional.
Because, I mean, it's like also right before summer too, you know?
Right.
The girls will be on the south of France on boats with bathing suits on. Like, come on now.
Like, I finally hit my goal weight. And this is how I know I got like body dysmorphia, because I was like, I need another 10.
Well, I get the point though. Because like, once you start, you know what you're capable of.
Yeah,
like,
I might have to do another fast.
You mentioned something earlier too around just like being like depleted and wanting to go to sleep. So last week I did my first therapy session, because remember we were talking about me going back to therapy and just getting ahead of like managing emotions.
Yeah.
And it was a good session. Shout out to my therapist. She's so sweet. We actually met at a party before, and she came to an event that I had, and we just kept seeing each other. And I was like, I know I'm going to reach out to her one day about something. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but it made sense because she's a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we talked about is when things don't go according to plan for me, I usually go really quiet and I want to go take a nap. I want to go to sleep. I don't feel like dealing with it.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to be a bit more intentional with your feelings and journal them out, or tell yourself, you know, like, even though this moment happened, I'm bigger than that. Let me actually just do something that's a bit more productive than trying to shut out the world, because I actually still need to deal with what's going on. So I'm not dealing with the emotion. I'm actually avoiding it by going to sleep. And then now I wake up, I'm just in my regular routine. It's time to go make dinner.
I was gonna say, I'm still going to be there, because I'm going to take a nap. One thing about it, baby, if something, I don't care what happens, I'm taking a nap.
Same. So we uncovered that at the end. Obviously, I have some homework to kind of dig a little deeper. But that was one of the things that I didn't even realize that I did until we you know, talked about it. And I was like, I do go to sleep when I am over something. Like,
yeah.
And that is not the way of solving it, because the shit is still there. Mm. And now you've just avoided it for a while until it pops back up. And now you're mad all over again. And now you went to sleep again.
So, you know what? That's interesting, because I felt like this past weekend, I did not do anything, right? And I wanted to purposely not be distracted from, I wanted to sit in the aftermath of it, because essentially, okay, well now fuck it, we here now. I had a conversation with said person, his name that shall never be mentioned ever again. And it gave me a clarity and like a closure that I didn't think that I was going to get, that I also think that I know I needed. But then after that, it's like all of the kind of like the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And then you just like replay the conversation. It was like a very, very long, extremely like very, very difficult conversation. And then, like I said, you're replaying like all of the things and the moments. And I mean, I did it today, like something came up. I'm like, damn, you was fucking lying about that too. You know, you just start tracing together timelines and overlapping and all this stuff. And Saturday, like I said, Friday and Saturday, I think I cleaned up. I wanted to like clean my space and I saged and did all the things. And Saturday, I mean, I was exhausted. I think I woke up, watched, which y'all have got to watch that new show on OWN, Never Meets Ever, baby.
I need to watch it. I've been seeing the clips. I mean, that kitchen scene, I was like, this is a lot.
No, to me, they don't do it. Now we're hopping all around, but like, they don't do a really good job of explaining that show. When I saw the clips, to be honest, I was like, I'm not watching this. And
obviously Oprah wasn't in the room for that.
She was not. She was not. And then Maine was like, oh, you have to watch it. It's really good. I was like hooked. It's so good. It's like tomfoolery mess. None of those couples need to be together, but I digress. Well, actually two of them. One of the couple that's been together for the longest, they should figure it out. But the rest of them, no. So anywho, I just, you know, I watched that and I wanted to sleep the whole day. And then I couldn't. And then it's like mornings are a little rougher, I feel like, because I just think. And then by the time I get to work, like, I'm kind of like, oh, damn, I want to be at work to not have to think, to be like busy. Yeah, to distract. And then it was like Sunday was kind of the same way, where I was like, all right, like, okay, I'm enough of these goddamn feelings. Yeah. And then being sober on top of all of that, you know, like we went out and I had to be sober and everyone, it was like I was in the Twilight Zone. Everybody was fucked up and like having a great time. And I was just like, all I could think was like, honestly, I was out and all I could think about was like what had transpired. So I don't know. I feel like I'm in, you know, when I first had this conversation, I was very, very much in like the rage stage of it. And now it feels like there's almost like, if I'm being completely honest, like a sadness, but like grieving what was. So yeah, I don't know, but my prayer is always extremely intentional every, you know, like multiple times a day. Like if the thoughts start to overtake me, this is why, like I said, with the fast, I have to like immediate, like at night, I have to, if they start getting a little too crazy, I'm like, all right, sister, we going to, right. Like, I told you I started, I can't remember, because again, keep in mind, y'all, we say in this episode twice, so there might be some overlap, but like I said, I'm calling everybody sister and brother.
Yeah, no overlap.
You know, but sister, brother Hargrove, like, you know, it's like calling everybody.
Right.
You know, I was like, I done became a church queen child in 10 days.
I mean, cause you in it, right? Like you're getting that connection to God brings, you know, that as well. But I love that though. I want to give you a hug because obviously you're my best friend and I miss you so much. And I'm not with you while you're feeling these feelings, and I have been in the past, and that makes me sad. But I'm happy that you're on a journey to love you, right?
Yeah.
And to really have that connection closer to God. Like, you got to listen to Tim's Me and You. I keep telling you to listen to Tim's songs, by the way.
No, y'all, okay. So I have a playlist called Girl Fuck You. And it's funny. It's very like, there's a lot of pop songs on it because there's definitely a lot of sad songs on there, but the pop songs break it up. So it doesn't make it so, because there was one moment I was like, ooh. I told you, I feel like I said this, but stick with me, y'all. Because I added to it today. Like, I added some other songs. But somehow, I think because there's a Tim song in there, all of Tim's music is sad as shit. There's not, remember when everybody was putting the brunch and that Baltimore club beat over 5 in the morning?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, ooh. I wake up to fight. Like, niggas was putting that song over their brunch eggs, and Tim's is fighting for her life. Okay.
Right. And Me and You is a, people were thinking that it was like almost like a, I don't know what they thought it was when it initially came out. But it sounds like
only me,
but she's talking about her and God, that everything that she's going through, at the end of the day, it's only the two of them that
will deal me with you. Okay, okay.
And so it's like some of the lyrics are like, you know, give me one break. I need faith, faith to believe.
Yeah,
you,
right. Faith to receive you.
Oh. Give me something I'm lacking. I don't need nothing. You're my everything.
And you actually said to me, I'm not an angel. And me and you always comes on. I did. This is giving BB and CC Winans. Okay, okay. Addicted okay. love.
And then not an angel is. I mean, that one's not as spiritual, but that one's more of a looking back on a relationship and being like, I was trying to save you.
Yeah.
But I couldn't save myself at the same time.
Baby, I'm not. It's just like what I did learn. I'm sorry. And this is, yeah, this is, I'm going to be honest. I will never hold a nigga down like that ever again. If I'm being completely honest, ever. Like, there's no. You got it. There's no potential. You need to come potential. Okay.
Yeah.
I will never, ever, like, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the wrong thing to say. Obviously, I will support, I will help, but the manner in which I did to, I feel like this to happen to me, that's, I'm sorry, but that's just fucking crazy. Like, I feel like Mary J. Blige or something like that. Like, it's just fucking crazy. Like, it's matter of fact, let me add rent money to my playlist.
Okay. And Good Morning Gorgeous.
And Good Morning. I do need to.
Yeah, because like, we talked about the mornings are a little rough. So sometimes you got to wake up and look in the mirror and say,
tell myself, good morning.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Like, the playlist, just to give y'all a sense of it, is so funny. It had like Beyonce Just for Fun. You know, I listen to that on like that repeat now. Yeah. Oh, then it's like Erykah Badu, Out My Mind Just in Time. Comfort and Freestyle, Jhené Aiko. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo, Traitor. Bitch, that bitch's pen, y'all. Like, that little girl.
Yes, that literally, that little girl.
That little girl, I don't know what. And somebody was telling me about the boyfriend shit, and I was like, we should stone him. Like, I was like, we should stone Olivia Rodrigo's ex.
A rotten apple.
You are a rotten apple. Dancing on My Own, Robin.
I'm in the corner
watching you kiss her. Oh. Listen, I'm giving it my all. I'm not the girl you're taking home. Regret, LaToya. Edit that one the other day. But then I got Back Outside Boys. Drake.
And I love that too because let's say Dancing on My Own plays and then it's Back Outside Boys. It's like the dichotomy of like, literally, girl, fuck you.
It's literally, girl, fuck you. Like, I was getting a little sad because Justin Timberlake, Never Again was playing. And then, what's her name? Anicia, Back Outside with Lotto. I was like, hey, nigga, that made me mad again. Hey. That needs to be a contender for the Song of the Summer. I don't know what we need to do to get that back in the running because Back Outside
just
is
came
shit.
Out with an album. I was like, I love that the song is on there too. It deserves.
Oh, it deserves. I think that song is so fire. It's literally one of my favorite songs right now. It's Nigga That Made Me Mad Again. Hey. So, her little deep ass voice. I don't even know.
Okay.
Zoom, zoom. I'm gonna get the words right.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the words.
It's too many songs to be knowing the words. Shall I be bopping?
Yeah, it's too many songs. Yeah, I need to add some more songs like that because it's starting to get a little sad.
Yeah, you need some. Let me send you some shit when it comes on.
And you know what I've been listening to a lot? I'm like, and another thing, you know what I've been listening to a lot that I've been reciting? Actually, I thought about it. Sierra's Prayer. Sierra did her biggest one.
Summer's album?
Sierra did her big one. It's so intentional that I was like, I had to start saying this every night. Like, I'm so serious. I'm going to be with somebody's man on a boat on my birthday. I'm so serious. Like,
Summer. You gotta say those things. It's like, yeah, I'm a firm believer of repeating things and they'll happen. It may not happen on our timeline, right? But
it's happening this year, baby.
It happened.
We will not be talking about this next year. Okay. I need this. I told you, I need to wake up. I said I need to wake up on Thursday. And it's like May 1st is when I'm done. So I feel like it's like a new chapter. You know, we talked about all of like getting out of all of the seasons and whatnot. Actually, we got a little surprise for y'all for next week. We get a little bit more into that. It's giving guests.
Y'all done missed guests. I'm sure y'all been missing the guests, but we got a good one.
We got a good guest next week. And we talk a little of that. But yeah, I feel like it's just like a renewal. And I'm like, I just feel like every day is like, all right. And then we're getting skinny. You know, we're on, you know, again, back to that.
I did an hour and a half of cardio today. Like, see? I'm literally soaking still.
Not soaking still. them bodies is back. Okay. Well, you're not back outside. Niggas that made me mad again.
I'm outside for the summer and then I'm retreating for the fall, winter.
For the, yeah, same. Because I'm going to be with my man, okay?
Okay.
I'm retreating with my man. You see, I haven't got my hair cut. You know, a bitch means big business, okay?
When the bob come out.
It is giving Robert, because I cut it a little too short. Look, I look like it's a little shorter than, this is the shortest it's ever been. So it's definitely giving, I stand on big business. Your favorite white lady.
Love her. That voice is something else.
You said what? That voice, is something. It's so deep. Look,
it's so deep. Women with deep voices, I'm always like, I love your voice.
Yeah, it's so deep. But she really meant sending on big business. So
yeah. Big business.
Big business. So let's read this letter.
So love that y'all are sending us letters. Please send more of them to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. We just want to hear your stories, and whatever advice the dolls can give, the dolls will give. So this one is, it's a little lengthy. So forgive me if I start messing up while I'm reading this. You know, child, reading is fundamental. And most
it's
times
okay. You know how to read.
We read in our heads a lot now.
A lot of people, you know, nowadays they say them kids now growing up, they can't really read. So,
well, because who's reading out loud?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm so happy that the dolls are back. Thank you. I missed you bad. We missed y'all too.
Thanks.
You all are such amazing company, and I can always count on learning something new and a good laugh when I listen. Like mentioned in the last episode, the pod is therapeutic. Child, for us too. Okay.
Thank you.
We love that.
We really do.
Speaking of last week's episode, I feel like TT and I are experiencing the same level of betrayal at the same time. My betrayal is a friendship betrayal, and this one hurts. I found out one of my best friends of over 20 years, let's call her Shady, is planning a girls' trip for Mother's Day, and I was not invited. I recently stepped out to celebrate a mutual's birthday. Let's call her Barbie. Barbie told me that I was the only one at the table that didn't know about the trip. Barbie informed me that Shady is planning a trip, and when Barbie and her plus one inquired why I wasn't in the chat, Shady responded and said she and I are in a different space in our relationship. Barbie told Shady that she was not comfortable with this and was going to tell me about it. Barbie said it was going to hurt way more if I didn't know, and informed me to meet the invited guests to brace myself for the questions that are to come. It appears Barbie wanted to protect my feelings. In the interim, last week, I found out Shady's elderly mother was hospitalized. I'm sorry. As one of her besties, I inserted myself and got her flowers, a car, and cash for her mom, who was on a fixed income and working at a local coffee shop to make ends meet. That's sweet.
Very. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah, very. Shady is a healthy gym girly, so I threw in a vegan protein bar and a vegan protein shake for her to snack on when dealing with this. Like who would receive from me, child, this ain't me reading it. Like, who would you receive from me if our relationship is in a different space? I know that's right. Although sending her gifts, child, what hurts is that for the past few years, we've celebrated Mother's Day together. When I didn't hear anything about this year's plans, I reached out to her twice to ensure my calendar was available. Y'all, this is her response. Hey, I decided not to do our brunch because I need a break and I'm just going to go away. We'll see what next year brings. Last month, I treated her to a spa day as a Christmas gift and thanked her for her efforts towards my 40th birthday. We were in a float pod for 90 minutes and nothing was said about our relationship being in this different space. I'm sure there's some things that I said maybe to contribute to this, but I thought our relationship would hold space for grace and mercy for even my imperfections, not planning to hurt my feelings. Am I understanding how relationships work? I was under the impression if someone hurts or offends you, the other should speak to them and teach them how to handle you, not loading up your weapon with ammunition to take me out. This one really hurts and I don't know how to respond, and I honestly don't want to respond. This feels intentional, malicious, deceitful, and way less than love. I know I have to expect to be disappointed by others, but damn, I just want to walk away silently because a friend would not do this. Who needs enemies when you have a friend like this? What are your thoughts? Thank you for reading this long-winded story, XOXO.
That's so sad. And it's something, you know what I think is really like, I don't think we should expect to be disappointed from relationships, you know? And I hate to be like, these niggas, yeah. But,
but not but a your friendship. Yeah, not your friendship.
Not a friendship. No.
Without knowing what you did.
Yeah, and like, and I think, you know, it does obviously like hit home for me a little bit more because, you know, the other yesterday, right, I was praying so hard. And I literally was praying for my friendships. I was like, I am so lucky to have my friends in my life that have been so extremely supportive of this. And even people, you know, that I don't like, shout out to Stacey, because it's like, we don't talk every day and she has sent me recipes and sermons and all like all types of things. And just like I feel like the beauty and the strength of my friendships have definitely helped me to get over this. So I can't imagine, you know, going through that with a friend. And I think the sucky part is I understand, you know, everybody is not, and it doesn't even have to be confrontational or forthcoming or forthright or whatever it is. I understand that that is a hard thing to do when there is, when there's like a disconnect, right?
Yeah.
But it just having as someone who which I would have gotten that as well, it's just like to have a conversation with someone, it just saves so much hurt and like unnecessary confusion and pain. It's not going to be easy, right? It's not going to be easy to have the conversation and whatever whatever the fallout of that is. But I think somebody having to find out things, you know, like how she said, like somebody else is coming to you. You hearing information from a third party.
Yeah, like I'm not invited on the trip.
Yeah, I'm not invited. Yeah,
there's another group about chat.
The other group chat. It's like all of these things. Like if people could just be, I really just think that now is just like such a dishonest quality that people have to me now too.
Yeah.
Where before I would be like, oh, they don't like bring up things. No, I think it's a really, really cowardly thing to do, especially when we are besties. Like yeah. I cannot imagine having an issue with you or G and just being like, well, okay.
Right. Like, and it's avoidant, right? I think we touched on this a little earlier when I was talking about therapy. Granted, I think there's scales to being avoidant, right?
Yeah.
But in this case, they're avoiding, your best friend is avoiding having a conversation with you about whatever you did. You have no idea. I'm sure it wasn't that detrimental to exclude you from a trip, cut you out of a group chat, tell other people that they're not fucking with you.
Yeah.
But like, to your point, it's very cowardly to be like, I'm going to do these things and not address what's going on. And you have to, like, we are human beings with feelings.
Yeah.
And granted, you feel some kind of way, so you're reacting in a way, but you got to share why. You can't just do that to people.
You can't. And I think, let's say if it's one thing that you're just like, okay, we kind of grew apart and you kind of fall back is one thing. That can be a natural progression of a relationship. Right. Should it be, you know, specifically with best friends? No. But does that happen? Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
But to purposely plan things and exclude somebody from something is just, and I think as far as her sister, what is assigned? It was like XOXO.
Oh, XOXO, yeah.
So sister XOXO, because again, I'd be calling everybody sister.
Girl, get her poofy or get her.
No, that's my, I got to get my white gloves, okay? Because you know,
oh, your usher gloves?
Yeah, my usher gloves.
Your prayer cloth.
Yeah, I need my prayer. I need my anointing oil, okay?
Ooh.
I would say, because I also had this happen as well in the fallout of this, we're going to call it a relations situationship, whatever. Because I feel like, and I had something with a friend, I had to, if I was really, you know, I was really in my feelings and I did not want to have the conversation, right? Because I knew it was going to be a lot of emotion. Then I'm somebody that a lot of 2 days can go by and I'm like, I don't even feel like fucking having that conversation. I'm over it. Like, I don't even want to rehash it. But, you know, I think once we spoke, I did bring it up, and I did bring it up very, I didn't bring it up very seriously, but it was just kind of like, for you for specifically, actually, it could just be if you feel like it, only if and when you feel like it, just like,
right.
Hey, what is going on with us? We are not the same. You know, Barbie told me that you're doing things that don't exclude me. Like, what's going on? Like, it doesn't have to be this, you know, blowout thing. But again, I would say only do that if you A, want to repair and keep the relationship, and B, feel like it. Like, if you don't, and it's just like, oh, this is a dub, and you know, you are disloyal and untrustworthy, then keep it pushing. Yeah. But I do think, again, as someone that kind of got closure on a situation, I think it does remove some of the it removes some of the questions, but then it just it begets new questions. So you have to be prepared for either way, is what I will say.
Yeah, no, I agree with that totally. I am someone who would rather have the conversation. I'm a emotional Cancer. So if I feel like a friend is treating me different, I'm going to bring that up, especially like some group chat shit. And it's like, you don't have to bring it up in a way of like, hey, we need to talk. Like,
right.
I think we talked about that before, and the idea of like doing this whole ceremony of let me pull up on you because we got to talk about something. Like, it's a good trait about myself and a bad one at the same time. When I'm having tough conversations, I like to joke about them first. So it kind of like doesn't feel as serious as it is. And then we'll go into the serious because I just don't like coming into things super serious. So I'm not saying to do that exactly, but just find a way that makes sense for you where it doesn't have to feel so like, ugh, I don't want
to
do this.
Like we have to talk.
Yeah. Or it's like super serious.
And I, you know what? I will say, I think having work has actually allowed me to be more just like have to have like harder conversations. Specifically with a team, right? If there's something going on. What I actually learned this from my sister is like I always use the sandwich method. You know, you start off with something that's like, hey, you know, you are one of my closest friends and I don't like this path that we're going on. But so what is going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then kind of like, and sometimes you don't have bookends either. Cause I remember one time I was like, child is giving an open face sandwich. Like, I don't have another upside to, you know, like the middle of the story of like ending, kind of like starting with something that's like a little, not even a high, but like a positive. Then you're bringing in whatever the conflict is. And then you're ending it on a high note. Does that always happen? No. And again, whatever method works best for you. And I'm also to your point, personally though, I'm very jokey. Like I can joke about things and then, you know, kind of like go into it, which I think even with the, even through this process of me talking to y'all, I just sent y'all a meme that was like, I'm like, today was like a little doozy and the meme was cracking me up. I was like, literally, I thought.
You need those little moments, like, you know, everything can't be so serious. You got to laugh, child.
Which is probably also, that's like a sign of trauma, but you have to laugh.
Right.
Laughing at things. So I hope, you know, whatever, I will say this, whatever is supposed to happen, I hope it happens.
That you want to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, what sometimes, because I feel like what we want, we don't get what we want. I think what literally whatever the universe, God, whatever you believe in, sees fit to happen, happens.
Well, child, she coming from off of from some experience, child. That's where that just came from. But
yeah, I agree. You know what's crazy? I will never forget. I think it was a month and like 2 months ago. I literally prayed for God to remove people, places, and things that were not meant for me. And he was like, okay.
I saw a meme about that recently. It was like something on the lines of like when you ask God to remove people from your life and you look around and most of the people are gone.
And this is honestly, as someone who does not fall out with people, this has easily, I've never fallen out or lost people in my life like I had this year. At all. From the end of last year, it obviously started with this year. I feel like, you know, maybe one or two of my relationships have definitely changed also. But yeah, I've literally, and then I think with the other ones, I know how to kind of deal with it. But the rest of them, I'm like, I literally said, I'm like, remove it from my life. And I mean, looked up and literally removed. Like, it's crazy. So, you know, you also can't, you got to be careful with your prayers of what you ask for and be ready. And I think mine was like, it's just going to have to hurt. You ask for it. You also can't get it how you want to be like, it's going to happen like this where, you know, mine was like I got slapped in the face, child. Like
who slapped you?
That's how it felt.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
not as shifted your bob.
It literally lit. My bob was like, psst. It shifted my bob.
It was not giving Kim hit her.
It was definitely giving that big time. But I just have to literally be like, it's all for the best. Yeah. And the right people that are supposed to be in your life, whether they're friendships or relationships, will be there.
They will be there for sure.
Like last year, I just kept being like, oh, we cutting the fat. And this year, I'm like, we really, not only, we cutting the fat on the waist, we cutting the fat in person. We cutting the fat all around, basically.
It's giving turkey bacon.
It's giving tofu. It ain't even giving
flavored tofu. Bye.
It's giving tofu. Okay. It is not giving turkey bacon, child. The way my Q1 was yanking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Q1 was, oh my gosh. It was so transformative in a way. Like when I'm gonna look back on the beginning of this year, towards the end of this year, I'm like, everything is completely different from how I felt those first few months of 2024.
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess April is Q2. So like Q1 into Q2.
Yeah, but, you know, little remnants of Q1.
Yeah, little remnants of Q1. Like I will literally, you know, that little TikTok girl that'd be like, bitch. Nigga, shit. She be saying the little curses right in the bathroom. I literally just say that. I will just be like, stop. Be like, nigga, shit. God damn.
These children was using them curse words too good.
Yo, the funniest part is hers is so funny to me because she's literally using it. All they say is like the kids in the bathroom that they allow you to cuss. Usually the kids, I feel like, just be saying like non-sequential words.
Right.
Hers literally seemed like something happened. And like, because I literally saw, I think it was something with Quavo and somebody cut it up to the part. It was literally just, shit, nigga, god damn. And the way she be looking around, I got to put it in a dump. That's giving my, April was like.
April was like, I mean, you get.
That's the caption.
Right. So the dump will come out the day the episode releases.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit.
Well, on that note.
Oh, screaming.
Do we have a quote for this week?
We do. And like we said, make sure y'all tune in next week. We have a very special surprise on someone we were very excited to have on the show.
It's such good conversation.
It is. It really is. I actually really, really love that episode. It's a hint. It's a Bravo reality show.
Oh, that's a good hint.
You can watch it on Peacock. I forgot. I was like, I don't have Bravo really, but the quote is, because we will, this comes out, you said May 1st?
May 1st.
Okay, so okay, literally. This is from We the Urban. Say it with me. In May, I'm unlocking profound levels of peace and joy I didn't even know possible by any and all means necessary.
In May, I'm unlocking profound levels of peace and joy I didn't even know possible.
By any and all means necessary. And sometimes, you know, growth ain't pretty. A lot of times, actually, it's
a
not.
A lot of times.
It's and not.
Sometimes the life, God, the earth shifts you into that.
Yeah.
Literally pushes you.
It's crazy. Again, because y'all, sorry, because, you know, we're doing this a little backwards. Our conversation with our guest, and he mentioned how he went through a very traumatic things in his childhood, but how they actually shaped him into who he was today.
Y'all got another hint.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, I said, yeah, he, okay, exactly, another hint. And it just, you know, over the weekend I was thinking about it and I'm like, damn, that is so true. You know, you can't, obviously, specifically what he is talking about should not happen. I don't think, you know, I would never wish anything traumatic or bad on anyone, but it's, when they happen, it's like, how do you choose to deal with it? It's like, right. You either let it consume and become you, or you kind of like learn from it and not use it as fuel, but essentially, yeah, use it as fuel of like, this either won't happen again. Like I said, broke boys, I can't talk to a broke boy, like never again. You know, you use it as fuel whenever, what it was Daryl's face.
Because so that quote, I'm sorry, I know we're all over the place. So we're going in soon, y'all. Whenever I don't feel like paying for something, Six Poppy will literally say, broke boys. I don't want no broke boys. I'm like, nigga, I don't want to pay for it. I don't give a damn. Me, you're the one. Yeah, me. I'm giggling because I've
heard. Calling you a broke boy. I'm dead.
Right.
No, I'm like, wait a, I'm giving. I'm telling you, this summer is giving Missy. Hot boy, baby, you got what I want. That's what the summer is giving. When you see me in the yams, okay, yeah. And not posting nobody, just know.
No. She just posting watches and cars.
I'm not even posting that. Yeah, when you see me with the stars in the ceiling, okay, and I'm doing my Drewski. And okay. You see the double R in the back. Okay.
Stars in the roof and ain't nothing. I switched the coupe.
I'm falling. This is literally giving church. We'd be like, all right, y'all, we going home. We wrapping up.
I think that's it. I think the choir about to take us out. That's, I'm right, choir. Take us out.
The choir. Look, what we going out to?
Back outside.
Back outside, boys on the strip. I'm ready to die. Wait, which back outside or Anissa?
We just outside. You don't
hold on. Listen, I don't even know what inside is, okay? I don't even know. Okay. I'm about to rap. I feel like I'm for shooting on. All right. Jesse did another one. Back outside. Nigga done made me mad.
Hey.
Nigga done made me mad again. Okay. But I'm like, okay. Bye, y'all.
I'm a Southside bitch. Oh. All right, y'all. Holla. Bye. Hey, back outside. Hey.